KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Iran have been holding a third round of nuclear talks today in Geneva.
Omani Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi leaves a hotel with his delegation en route to Iran-U.S. negotiations. The state-run Oman News Agency says al-Busaidi is expected to meet with the American negotiating team this morning to convey the Iranian perspective and in turn listen to the ideas and proposals put forward by the American side. The talks are viewed as a last chance for diplomacy as America's gathered a fleet of aircraft and warships to the Middle East to pressure Tehran into a deal. President Donald Trump wants the deal to constrain Iran's nuclear program, and he sees an opportunity while the country is struggling at home with growing dissent following nationwide protests last month. I'm Charles DeLevesma.
Deadly gunfire off the northern coast of Cuba involving a U.S.-registered speedboat. Havana says 10 people on board, Cubans living in the U.S., were trying to infiltrate the island with terrorist motives. Four were killed by Cuban agents. Secretary of State Rubio says the U.S. is investigating. The Trump administration withholding nearly $260 million to Minnesota over Medicaid fraud allegations.
We have decided to temporarily halt certain amounts of Medicaid funding that are going to the state of Minnesota in order to ensure that the state of Minnesota takes its obligations seriously to be good stewards of the American people's tax money.
Vice President Vance, the House committee conducting the Epstein investigation, hears today from Hillary Clinton. Her testimony will be followed by that of former President Clinton. He is due to testify tomorrow. The Clintons agreed to testify after being threatened with a contempt charge. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 137 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Vermont.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom sued on behalf of a Christian couple, and state officials have decided to settle. ADF has released a statement saying, quote, "No parent should be forced to lie to a vulnerable child about who they are, much less promote irreversible and life-altering procedures that don't have any proven health benefits." ADF won a similar case in Massachusetts last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Speaker of the House is praising a court decision that will allow the Ten Commandments to be posted in Louisiana's public school classrooms. Republican Mike Johnson, who represents Louisiana, says the new law is not an effort to establish religion, but rather to acknowledge the country's history and its tradition. In its decision, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said it was too early to make a judgment call on the constitutionality of that Louisiana law. This is SRN News. A vote of confidence in Mexico's ability to successfully co-host an upcoming global sporting event.
FIFA says Mexico can still safely co-host the World Cup despite deadly cartel violence leading to a top drug lord's death. On Monday, authorities reported at least 70 deaths after cartel members burned cars and blocked roads in a number of states. The unrest followed the death of a cartel boss known as El Mencho. Some local league matches have already been postponed, and some soccer leaders are expressing concern about playoff games scheduled in Mexico. Bob Agner reporting.
Max Scherzer is returning to the Toronto Blue Jays. 2 weeks into spring training, the three-time Cy Young Award winner has inked a $3 million one-year contract with the reigning American League champs. The 41-year-old Scherzer will have the opportunity to earn more money, $10 million worth of performance bonuses. More details, srnnews.com.